Our 2022 sports year in review continues as we look back at the year that was for the Washington Commanders. I'll tell you what, it's hard to talk through this in 15 minutes. There's been everything from congressional hearings to an owner being suspended to a team going on sale to other lawsuits, other allegations. I don't even know where to start with this, but I do know that we'll welcome on Tisha Thompson, an investigative and enterprise reporter for ESPN. Follow her on Twitter at TishaESPN. Tisha, thank you so much for your time. This is a hard one to kind of talk through, so I'll start just kind of with a general question. What is the thing that most sticks out to you as you look back at 2022 for the Washington Commanders?
I think the congressional investigation has really pointed the finger at Dan Snyder, who's the owner of the team, who had, when allegations of sexual harassment and what Congress has labeled a toxic workplace culture that involved intimidation, bullying, and employees feeling like they couldn't be productive members of the team because there was so much sexual harassment, frankly. These are the allegations, of course, that he initially in 2020, when the allegations first came out in the Washington Post, tried to portray himself as a hands-off owner, that this was really the responsibility of the people who worked for him. And he has tried to blame in particular the former general manager and president Bruce Allen. And Congress was having none of it. Congress was saying, no, this really lies at Dan Snyder's feet. He is responsible. And then on top of that, Congress also said after a 14-month inquiry that the NFL was culpable and was complicit in allowing Dan Snyder to intimidate former employees and witnesses by using private investigators to gather information on folks that might complain about him or might provide testimony to Congress or to the NFL's internal investigation. Congress even went so far as to call or to say that the NFL buried its own internal investigation into Dan Snyder. So it was some very serious accusations against not just an owner, but also the league itself.
In many ways, it's kind of scary. Just you talk about the investigative, the private investigators, and according to this inquiry and everything that came through, Dan Snyder was basically putting together a list of people who might be coming at him, and then trying to dig up information on it. Like, this doesn't feel like it should be real. This feels like it should be almost something from a movie.
Well, that was one of the biggest charges that, and when I say charges, one of the biggest allegations that Congress made against Dan Snyder. And that's what they mean by intimidation and obstruction. This idea that he was creating the Oversight Committee, which is run by the Democrats right now, labeled a 100-page PowerPoint dossier where it is a list of former cheerleaders and other employees who had made allegations in the Washington Post. And the reporters themselves from the Washington Post were in this dossier. The Snyder's attorneys and Snyder himself really deny a lot of these accusations. And I think we need to put that out there that Snyder was saying that this is actually for a completely different This list was made for a completely different use, but Congress was having none of it, was saying, no, this was essentially an enemies list, so to speak, that Snyder was using to put private investigators on his former employees. And there were some examples that came out in the report that included video of a private investigator showing up at the house of a former cheerleader in Texas. And it was actually at her neighbor's house, and then he showed up at her house. And Bruce Allen, the former general manager and president of the team, spoke about how he was making coffee one morning and his wife noticed that a car was still parked outside their house that they didn't recognize. And he walked right out there and he said, "Can I get you a cup of coffee? What do you guys need?" And they said, "We're here to basically track you." And he spoke about the use of drones to try to collect information on him. So there was plenty of evidence of private investigators being used against his former employees.
One of the things that's always really bothered me is kind of the human toll of this. You mentioned the cheerleaders, and there's some pictures and videos of cheerleaders that should not have been out there that were. I remember the initial report going back a couple years. There was the report about the spiral staircase where men would stand at the bottom of the staircase and look up as women were walking up. I hear those things, and I think that these people, these women who were affected by it are going to stay with them for the rest of their lives. And for some of these cheerleaders, those photos are never going to go away. from a human toll standpoint, where do they stand now, and how are those people getting maybe anything back from all this, if this makes any sense at all?
No, so much of what happened in Congress came about at the urging and the continual push for what those former cheerleaders and other employees have asked for, which is accountability. They have appeared at nearly every event that I've been at where, you know, a final report is being put out or a civil lawsuit is being filed, saying that what they want is they want transparency, they want accountability, and they want to keep this from happening at other teams or within the commanders themselves and within the NFL. They were very, very frustrated that they gave their side of the story to Beth Wilkinson, who was the attorney that was hired to do the internal investigation for the NFL, and felt like that, you know, they were really putting themselves sort of out on the line, telling these what they consider to be embarrassing and frustrating and hurtful stories. And then the final written report was never published, and there probably wasn't even a final written report, but there were definitely written reports, as Congress has found. And so they wanted to see what did Beth Wilkinson find. And that is, you know, I think it's important for people to never forget that this was really a small group of women who have been pushing for more than 2 years now for accountability from one of the most powerful corporations in the world, which is the NFL.
Can anything be done to get the Wilkinson report to be public?
So I think what I have come to realize, and I think a lot of folks have come to realize, is that there may not be an actual quote unquote written report, that Wilkinson did deliver evidence to the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, as an oral report. But what the oversight committee did reveal after collecting thousands and thousands of documents from the NFL and the team is that there were a series of written updates that were provided by Wilkinson to the NFL. And the question is, will we ever see those? And right now it's unlikely, because what we've come to realize is that the NFL and Snyder and the team entered into what's called a common interest agreement. And my understanding from talking to sources is that this is a very unusual thing. This is not something that teams do regularly with the NFL. And it essentially gave Snyder veto power over the NFL being allowed to release documents to Congress or anyone else. And Congress says, the Congressional Committee says, as many as 40,000 documents were withheld because of enforcing this common interest agreement. And that the team also did not allow women who had signed non-disclosure agreements and confidentiality settlements to tell their side of their story, that they were not released from those agreements. Again, the league and the team take issue with that and sort of go through a point by point defense, which we, you know, include in all of our journalism that we've been doing at ESPN. But long story short, we may never see that final report. It is worth noting, however, that during the committee's investigation, that some of the women came forward and testified on the Hill. And that was in February of 2022. And when right after that testimony, the NFL launched a new internal inquiry, this one by Mary Jo White, who's a former U.S. Attorney General. And she is continuing to do a second internal investigation. And the NFL is promising that there will be a public written report released from that investigation. When that is due, we do not know, but obviously lots of people want to know what she finds out.
Yeah, and to that end, and last thing for you, so Snyder talks to the committee, but he keeps saying over and over, not that he can recall, on some basic information.
More than 100 times.
Yeah. This gets very politicized as well, where one side of the aisle is saying that this is absolutely nothing, and the other side of the aisle is saying it's a lot, and then now we wait and see if there's going to be, like, other than that, the Mary Jo White report, is there anywhere that this can really go forward? In many ways, it feels like this final report comes out, but there's not a next step. Am I?
Oh, no. There's definitely, so this, I think, is the end of a chapter, but okay. It is definitely an ongoing story, because while the congressional investigation is wrapping up, because the Republicans who are about to take over the House have indicated that they're not going to pursue this any further, that it's over. The investigation itself has generated multiple other government investigations. And forgive me, I'm about to rattle off the list here, but the D.C. Attorney General has already announced a civil lawsuit against Snyder, the team, and the league. The Virginia Attorney General, which is where they practice, has announced its own inquiry into a lot of the allegations that came out during the congressional investigation. There is also a criminal inquiry happening right now with the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, according to two sources who talked to my colleague, Don Van Natta. So there could potentially be a criminal investigation involved in this. So there's a lot still to happen. And of course, there's the Mary Jo White investigation, which is the internal investigation that we are waiting to hear from.
We could probably spend over an hour and not even get into everything. It's really hard to wrap our hands around this in a 10-minute conversation. Encourage people to read everything you're putting together. Follow you on Twitter at TishaESPN. Of course, everything at ESPN.com. Tisha, thank you so much for the time and the information. This was very enjoyable.
Thank you for having me. I think it's an important story, because it really speaks to what steps is the NFL going to do are going to take to protect its employees. And it will be really interesting to see what happens in the next year.
That is Tisha Thompson from ESPN. Up next, as we continue to look back at the year that was in sports, Greg Peterson from VSiN will talk to us about the impact of sports gambling on the sports world on the Sports Map Radio Network.